I'll immediately hand over to Arjen Vliegenhardt, Senator of the Socialist Party in the Netherlands. And there is no Dutch referendum on this, so there seems like no debate. So how does the debate take shape in the Dutch parliament?
That remains to be seen whether or not there will not be a referendum in popular terms on the measures. You might even say that the upcoming elections in some respects reflect a referendum on whether or not we will abide to the 3% rule of Brussels. And it also probably will have serious consequences for the positions of political parties afterwards. And when Angela asked me about 6 weeks ago, I had a pretty much straightforward story on what was likely to happen. That there would be a majority in parliament, that probably the Social Democrats would in the end support the pact, and that they probably would have also the support of what we now call the Kunduz coalition, and that the ultra-right PVV would probably just refrain from supporting that this together with my party, and that would be about roughly 2/3 of the parliament in favour. When put into vote in both houses. However, things have changed dramatically in the Netherlands, and I think that also would probably influence the debate on the austerity pact. Firstly, because I think it's one of the things that would be called controversial. That would mean that the Dutch legislation and the Dutch parliament will only discuss it after the next upcoming elections. And that would mean that we have time, at least until the second half of September, before it actually will be put into parliament and will be voted upon. We have learned that if push comes to shove in the Dutch context, these things are done with an enormous pace. I recall the debate about the European Stability Fund earlier on, when the Dutch put in 42 billion euros of claims in that fund, and which was decided upon in one evening in the Dutch Senate without any discussion prior to that. And I also recall that the debate actually lasted shorter than the debate about the reimbursements of ID cards, which was about 80 million, and which had about a stroll of 6-7 weeks before it actually was put in the plenary session. And 42 billion, which actually is pretty much the same as the national trade balance surplus that the Netherlands has, was put into the debate about 3 hours. And I think that is probably also characteristic for the way in which we in the Netherlands tend to debate these things. We do not debate them as political controversial issues, we debate them as technical things, which we have to abide with anyway, since we're a small country and we can't change a lot about it. Nevertheless, having heard your story on Ireland, I think your bets are not bad. I mean, I think you have a serious chance of winning. I seriously recall the resemblance of forces, so to say, from the 2005 referendum on the European Constitution, which was also voted down in Ireland in the first round, I think, afterwards.
Lisbon.
So things can change quickly. And that is probably also what I would think when it comes to this austerity pact. Because I subscribe to much of what Kenneth has said. And I do agree that there might be a sincere plan within the European Commission, predominantly about using the crisis for neoliberal structural reforms. However, I do not believe this to the extent that I would have believed it a couple of years ago. I think there is a lot of uncertainty amongst European political leadership, especially when it comes within the European Council on what course to take. I think that was predominantly visible in December last year, when I think that the euro was really on the verge of breaking down, and many of the European leaders really had no clue what to do, and they were hoping that in the end they would come out safe and sound, but I think that nobody actually had the certainty that it actually would. I spoke to a colleague from Germany, from the ruling FDP party, and said, well, we have voted in favor of all measures taken by the German government, but I don't know whether they will work. And if governing parties and members that are experts on financial affairs start saying that, I think that there's something severely wrong. And therefore, I think that apart from the economic crisis we're in now, we have a severe democratic crisis. And as Kenneth has said, the current crisis started out as a banking crisis and has now turned out in the political framework as a crisis of states. And I think that we should recall ourselves and we should not stop telling the public that there were the banks that actually got us into this crisis. And they were the first, I think I would say, that have to pay if we want to get out of it. Secondly, and I think that's more broader, we have tended to look at the financial markets as something that is an autonomous beast which is outside, which cannot be tamed. I sincerely do think that the financial markets can be tamed. They have been tamed much a long period since the Second World War, and it's only since, let's say, the late 1980s where they actually have started to unleashing this beast and giving it the autonomy that it actually now has. And I think that one of the things that in the political debate has to be brought back into is that there is a political decision whether we will actually let the financial markets rule or not. And there are severe alternatives, and I think that these alternatives are becoming increasingly visible. I think even not in the popular media debate, but I think in the voting behavior, for instance, of many people. For instance, if you look at the Greek result from last night, you could actually see that the ruling parties, both Nea Dimokratia and PASOK, have actually not made the 50% hurdle. And they are now really looking at other political parties in order to sustain their stay in power and actually to sustain the agreements that they have made with the European Union and the European Commission in order to get the support, or get the loans at least, that they were agreed upon. So I think in that respect, I do think there's a rapid change. Even you could argue that, though we are not sure what Hollande will be doing in France, I think even the voting in of Hollande is to some extent the signal of many people in France that actually no longer would take the 3% as a moral standard, nor they would probably argue that the austerity pact will be a moral standard. And I think in that respect, the main challenge also in the Dutch debate, and which we have also to be self-critical. We haven't been able to do that up to the extent that we actually would like to have do that. We have to mobilize popular support for the stances that we are presenting here. And I'm happy that there are at least 50 people here listening to these kinds of debates. But that doesn't work if we don't get out and get those media involved, but also get the popular sentiment changing into the idea that we actually can change things. Indeed, I think there's a lot of fear in Dutch society as well, which is more or less fueled by many of the political parties that say that there is no other choice. And I think that the question will be to what extent we can make a credible threat that there are other choices within the coming years. Not only when it comes to, let's say, this clear austerity pact, but also in the way in which Europe is going to be ruled. And I think that is what is at stake. And I think that is also that we have a serious sense that it will be also at stake at the upcoming elections in September. We have also already heard that Geert Wilders, and I mean, you can say a lot about him, but here I think he has a serious point, has put out on the agenda that these elections will be about the future of the Netherlands in Europe. And I think that we should not be very afraid of putting that on the agenda as well. If we are progressive forces that want to change the way in which Europe is being run, we ought to take that issue seriously into the campaign and make that a major issue. We won't have a referendum on the austerity pact in Netherlands, but we can make the upcoming elections about what kind of Netherlands we want to live in, but also what kind of Europe we want to live in. And I think that gives us a serious chance of putting also the austerity pact behind us if the results of the elections will be in such a manner that actually the parties that have actually now said that they would support it won't get a majority. And I think that there are clear chances that actually might succeed. And we might even take them, because we will need them, the Social Democrats with us in their opposition against these measurements. They have declared themselves against the 3% And I hope that they will declare themselves also to all these kinds of austerity measures that will be put into force if you actually to subscribe to what is put on the table until now.
Okay, thank you very much.